I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor. And we're live at the Hilton in Rockville, Maryland.
Live from a bar.
Live from a bar, which is where you always thought this episode would be.
Yeah. And next week we'll be live from an AA meeting.
In Artist Alley.
Yes.
But no, this week is Intervention Weekend.
Way to steal your own joke, Ben.
I know, right? But we're at Intervention 2014. Mm-hmm. Intervention number 5. This is my fifth year here, mm-hmm. having a table. And we are very happy to have been invited back and hope to be invited back again, honey, if you're listening. But So tonight we're doing a special live recording at one of the panels at Intervention, where we're going to discuss the worst Doctor Who companion ever.
Yeah, we're doing it like as a bracket tournament style.
Right, so like the Sweet 16, single elimination, 32 seed. But that's a big undertaking. Can't get through that too easy.
No.
So we need help.
We need lots of help.
And so we bring in, and this is where we will cue the music, because we have our very first authentic British guest. Ben Taylor is joining us.
G'day, mate.
From the wrong continent. If you're going to do accents, do the British one. We rehearsed this.
Oh, so you don't want New Zealand. You know, I'm doing for Weddell Workshop. Can I talk to Peter?
See, we're just bouncing around the Commonwealth, and we need to lock in.
Oh, you want English?
Yes.
Marvellous. I will escape from your Ovarian Bastille. Hello, everybody. This is my actual voice. How are you doing? My name's Ben Taylor, and I'm brilliant.
Yes, you are. We have had a lot of fun getting ready for this episode this week. So, I don't want to take too much time on this end.
Yes.
We've got to get into the panel room, get started, and take off from there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's
so.
Do it.
Yeah! We're at Intervention 2014.
Absolutely.
In the panel room.
Panel room 2. Hype!
Yep, and we're going to discover who is the worst companion ever. Worst Doctor Who companion ever. So we got to knock some things out real quick. What is a companion for the purposes of this discussion?
And we're not talking Firefly here, people.
All right, well. You guys have fun. So it's a boring show.
Dang it.
Don't be an ass with me.
Okay. Yep. We went through several rounds of discussion of what makes or constitutes a companion.
And by several rounds, they mean they sent me a list and I was like, no.
And then we came back with, okay, how about this? So we automatically discounted Unit.
Yes. And the only person that's technically... There are two people on here that you technically... Unit staff, and that's Joe Grant and Harry Sullivan, but that's because they actually did a lot of traveling with the Doctor.
Right, and well, technically Martha Jones is also Unit.
Not when she first debuted, she wasn't, yeah. And in my brain, still isn't, because that was awful.
That's a different episode. It's a totally different episode.
Oh wait, we're not talking about Smith and Jones.
No, not anymore.
Okay. Oh, by the way, you should note that we are 18 plus. We will be swearing.
Huzzah!
A excellent. Lot. A lot.
For some reason, Oni did put that on the program.
Yeah.
Often and loudly.
Yes.
Vigorously.
You have met me, I see.
But travel with the Doctor, that's at least one criteria.
Yep.
We ran into a lot. To get it down to 32, though, we had to put prune. A minimum.
Yeah, prune.
Yep, so less than 10 appearances. Which ran into problems because there was...
Because we ran into the problem with appearances versus screen time with the old companions.
Right.
Because we will encounter someone in the first match of the bracket that I literally had to talk these two into putting on the bracket by the name of Melanie Bush. And I said to myself, if we're doing a worst companion bracket and Melanie Bush is not on it, shout outs to Michael, then we're doing it wrong.
Sounds like you're a little biased.
Well, she's horrible.
So once we pruned the list again,
yep,
we went back and forth a couple of times with who was going to be against who.
Yep.
By the order of the seating that we did, which was mostly by number of appearances.
Yep.
We except for the Romanas.
Except for the Romanas. So in the first round, we have Romana 1 versus Romana 2.
Yes.
Just to make it easier on ourselves.
So why isn't my favorite companion listed? Ben didn't like your companion, and Ben decided to not put them on the list.
Well, probably because if it's a favorite companion, they're not bad.
That's the other thing, yeah. Some of them are so good. I mean, like Brig, you could make an argument for him being a companion. Yeah,
but you guys had fairly strong opinions that he wasn't, so...
Well, not so much...
We all knew that he wouldn't make it out of the first round.
Right.
So it was kind of a wasted slot.
If you hate the Brig, please feel free to leave. It's fine. Because we love the Brigadier.
Rest in peace, Nicholas Courtney.
Yes. How can I participate? You can't. This is our show.
Well, you can, because we've been giving away the brackets all
weekend.
At the table.
So, understand before we start, though, that when we're discussing the character, we're talking about the character, not the actor.
Yes.
I think some of these actors are very nice actors and people in general.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they just happen to play some really bad characters.
And they did do a lot with what they were given.
Yes.
Especially Bonnie Langford, because I love Bonnie to bits. She's a lovely person, but Melanie was horrible.
Yes.
And the other thing that we're making sure to do is we are only taking into account what was on the screen.
Yes.
We're not doing any of the expanded universe stuff. We're not doing any spin-offs. We're not taking into account Torchwood. We're not taking into account Sarah Jane Adventures. We're not doing any of that.
It's all...
Because I'm probably the only one on the panel that knows about it.
Well
at least the audio's in the books.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do the screen stuff.
Yeah.
So our first round, Rose Tyler versus Melanie Bush. I think this was an easy one.
Rose.
Mel.
I'm putting my vote in for Rose. I don't care what y'all say.
And see, I am somewhat of a Rose fan, so... Yeah, that's...
I campaigned for Mel to be in this. Mel.
Yeah, so...
Now, let me point out that they told me that I wasn't allowed to prepare. I went out and bought a composition notebook.
And did 32 pages.
I have 32 pages of notes. There is a page of notes on every companion in the bracket.
Only to have me to go, yeah, Melanie Bush, move ahead.
All right, so Rose was really important, I think.
To getting the series restarted.
Well, not, yeah, but there's a lot to be said for not Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am very biased about this.
Okay.
There is no love on my TARDIS.
Uh-huh.
And not involving the Doctor.
Right.
Companions can love all they like, mm-hmm. as long as it's each other.
Right.
The only thing the Doctor will ever love is the TARDIS. I'm very explicit about this. Very. But Rose, she was also important in the fact that she continued the long-form storytelling of a companion story that started with Ace.
Mm-hmm.
And it very much set the tone for what the show was going to become. So I don't think we can put her over Mel. It's almost impossible.
Right.
I'm biased. I just don't like Rose.
You don't like Rose or you don't like Billy?
Rose.
Okay.
Rose.
What about her don't you like?
Oh, she's not the brightest. She just irritates me. And that's what a lot
of
my opinions...
That's kind of what the character was designed to be. I mean, she was supposed to be a cipher for every young girl in England. And she did that perfectly.
I'm sorry, England.
No, she was very much a chav.
See? I told you.
Yeah, the first episode of Playing Doctor podcast was titled, England Has White Trash Too.
Yeah, we do. So. It's called the Conservative Party.
Oh. The Romanas.
Yes, the Romanas. I am somewhat...
Mary Tam and...
Okay, Romana 1,
yes,
was an absolutely amazing character. She was brilliant.
Yes.
She was an intellectual equal for the Doctor, if not superior to the Doctor.
Yeah.
She was an absolutely brilliant foil for the Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She was also the first like long-term Time Lord we'd seen,
right?
Other than Delgado Master,
right?
Mm-hmm. And I feel that I need to point this out that it was another in a long line of strong, intelligent women that we will address later when we come to Liz Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
They get dumbed down.
Yeah.
Which is why Mary Tam eventually left, because they turned Romana, they tried to turn Romana One into the Scream Queen.
Yeah.
You'll hear me say that a lot in the next 30 odd characters. But she degenerated from this like classy, strong woman. And I'm glad that Mary Tam left, because we can remember Romana One for what she was. This mm-hmm. very strong, brilliant character. And I firmly believe that my admiration for strong, intelligent women
mm-hmm.
comes from Romana One. Like, the influence she had on me when I was growing up.
She had a very upper-class air about her. She was confident. She,
Yeah.
Yeah. Romana Two, however...
wasn't.
Yeah.
Though we should accurately be naming her Romana 5, because she used three other regenerations to change her face.
They're just like a woman. I can't decide what to wear.
That. I didn't say that. No one heard me say that.
I said it. It's okay.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. As long as the chick says it, it's not sexist.
Yeah.
Good job, Ben.
So now we move on to Clara, Oswald, and Vicky.
I think, by the way... Romana 2 is the worst out of the
two. Oh, yeah.
All right,
okay. Oh, by the way, okay.
We just typed it in.
Here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. Can you say Romana's full name?
No. No.
Romana Veratrilunda. Yeah?
Romana Veratrilunda.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Well played, sir.
Oh.
So now Ben leaves the panel, and we invite...
I was just trying.
Okay. Clara and Vicky.
This is the first somewhat one-sided fight for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Clara is one of the worst things to ever be on my TARDIS.
And I disagree.
Okay, good. Have long
I like Clara.
Okay.
I think,
doesn't make her a good companion.
It does.
No, it makes her someone you like.
Yes.
There is a different... There is a huge... No, it isn't. There is a huge difference between worst mm-hmm. and least liked.
Okay.
Because if it's least liked, then we just need to go home now, and Riversong is going to win the entire thing.
I disagree with that.
Yeah.
Least liked. I mean, I can pick three of these that I like less than...
There are a few things I get really bored of with New Who. The first one is
romance.
Taking,
romance?
No.
Okay.
We'll get to that though.
That's my number one.
The first one is taking the villains from Classic Who and making them into one of me can kill 7 million of you. They did it with the Daleks. They've done it with the Cybermen. They did it with the Ice Warriors. They've done it with the Zygons. They've done it with Lord knows so many. It's just ridiculous at this point. If there were a number two thing that I'm sick of, it's Super Companion.
Yeah.
And that's, Clara embodies Super Companion.
I do have that problem with her. Once she got, you know, infused into the Wi-Fi and she's
well, not
brilliant.
Even that. Not even that. Not even that. There's a moment in the first Christmas episode with Snowmen
mm-hmm.
where she chases down a moving carriage, jumps on top of it and sticks her head through the roof.
I must have blocked that out of my memory. Or
yeah.
Something. I mean,
you know why you blocked it out of your memory?
Because
later on in the episode, she kisses the Doctor. Long story short, I hadn't seen the Christmas special at this point. So I'm at my friend's house in New York. I live here in DC, in New York, and he puts on the Christmas special for us. It's December 30th, and we're eating Chinese food, and I'm like, and then she kisses the Doctor, and my reaction, no word of love, was just, oh, for fuck's sake. Out loud, hands in the air. A fucking another one. Fucking really. Those were the exact words that came out of my mouth.
All right. So I'm outvoted, and we move Clara on to the next round.
Yes.
All right. This is going to be bad. River and Polly.
I'm going to go ahead and say I have no idea who Polly is.
All right. I am actually going to recluse myself with this one because I don't believe River should be in this. We talked about this.
Yes.
I don't believe River is a companion. Uh-huh. I believe she's an antagonist. She is an antagonist to the Doctor. She's not
as any wife would be.
Absolutely.
So I think we've.
So I recruit and I did move River along in this bracket.
Okay.
But I have to be honest. I have to recluse myself with this because I can't judge her as a companion. And I judge her as an antagonist.
As someone who killed the Doctor,
you've got a good point there.
You know, as a known psychopath,
yeah.
Which could be a problem.
On the antagonist side of things.
Uh-huh. All right. Again, going back to the wife thing.
Yeah.
What do you know of Polly?
Was really interesting. I've got to consult my notes here for a moment.
Uh-huh.
I would point out that my rights for River Song, I just, no.
No. See, I'm almost going to vote for River Song just so that we have something to discuss in the next round.
Oh, we have something to discuss in the next round.
Clara
because I don't know
River.
Polly, and I have no addition to this conversation.
Was Polly bad?
No, really, she wasn't.
She didn't kill the Doctor.
She not only did she not kill the Doctor, well, actually, she kind of was, because she was just she was nothing. She was just there.
She was like a placeholder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like, well, we don't have any other women on the TARDIS right now.
And we don't want this to look a little...
Well, because it was actually one of the few times in the history of Doctor Who where we were traveling with two men and one female companion. Because we had Jamie and Ben going on.
Ah.
Another Ben. Who she ended up marrying, by the way, in the comics. But yeah, I completely recluse myself from this because I can't say that River Song is a companion. So it's just not fair to me to...
Right.
So I'm letting you guys take this one.
So we move River Song along.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All right.
And I figured you guys would do that when I filled out my bracket.
Yeah.
So.
Now here comes, for me, an easy one. Ooh, it's gonna
we're going to fight on this one.
Yes.
Sarah Place your bets now, Ace. Everybody.
Now, we have to exclude the Sarah Jane Adventures,
yes.
As we agreed.
And we have to exclude all of the books and the audios.
Yes, and the failed pilot for a Sarah Jane spinoff.
The Canine Adventures. Yes.
Which leaves us with just her...
her TV tenure.
Her many, many years with traveling with Pertwee and Tom Baker.
Tom Baker, yeah. I think she's a worse companion than Ace. I think she's a worse character than Ace. I think she did less to aid the Doctor than Ace. Because the problem with Sarah Jane, for me... We talked about this the other day, and she's very much this middle point between... Liz Shaw,
right?
Joe Grant, Sarah Jane. She's very much this middle ground, woman, strong.
Just to bring everyone else in, Liz Shaw was very capable,
brilliant.
You know, top of the. She was the scientific advisor
for UNIT
before the Doctor arrived, and she left because she thought anybody could hold. What is it?
You just need someone to hold your test tubes and tell you you're clever.
Yeah.
Yes. That was the exact quote.
So she moved on and was replaced by Joe Grant.
Who is the complete other end of the spectrum.
Right. I'm not sure she actually graduated high school.
She did, but she took A-levels. Because she took A-levels.
Okay. And she passed the one for science, correct?
No, she didn't.
Well, see.
She took it. Because he says, Pertwee actually says to her at one point... I thought you said you had a science A-level. She says, no, I said I took it. I didn't say I passed. And that's in her first episode.
Right. Okay. And if you've watched any of her episodes, that is proven throughout.
She's a bit dippy.
Yes. So to counter that, when we introduce Sarah Jane, she's that middle ground. She can be dippy, but she's also very modern for the time.
But the problem with Sarah Jane is, whenever they're not on Earth, she's completely useless. When she's not around things that she understands, she's completely useless.
She has a tendency, for me, to be kind of a damsel in distress.
Yeah.
And that's more the writing, I think, of the story more than the character.
But that but you can't say that at that point, because they'd had two or three adventures with her on Earth, And they knew the character that they wanted to put on the screen. And they wanted to put it on the screen at certain times as a damsel in distress.
Mm-hmm.
I stick to the theory that half the reason that Sarah Jane is as memorable as she is for the older generation is the same reason that Rose is as memorable as she is for the new generation. All the young girls wanted to be her, and all the men wanted to be with her. Her character doesn't evolve in any way. From the day she shows up pretending to be a scientist to the day that Tom Baker drops her off to bugger off to Gallifrey, her character doesn't change.
Yeah, but she was more likable than Rose, which I give her credit
for. But this isn't Rose.
I know.
I just like to diss Rose whenever possible.
I'm down with that. I'll high five.
Rose is out. But what I'm saying is Ace was written in the late 80s.
Yes.
Different time for women in television.
But she definitely still portrayed the new woman, but just the new woman of the 80s as opposed to the new woman of the early 70s.
We're judging Sarah Jane again. I mean, how does she stand, though, against other female characters in the mid-70s when she was on the air? In 73, 74.
She wasn't that much different. Like, if you want to talk about it that way, then, like, if you're talking about strong female characters, like, Liz Shaw was even better of a strong modern woman, because mm-hmm. she was a Goran professor. Mm-hmm. Whereas Ace, she not only goes, like, I just need to say the words Nitro 9 for crying out loud. She's not only a chemical genius, mm-hmm. even though she technically failed her GCSEs. Those are the General Certificate of Scholastic Education, for those of you that don't know it, British education system.
And we don't.
She has a complex story. She's an evolving character. She does stuff to aid the Doctor outside of, I'm going to go and try and find the story and advance my own career. And if it helps the Doctor, bonus. Which is how Sarah Jane was when she was a journalist. And by the way, she baseball batted a Dalek.
Yes. And that's why she's my favorite out of these two, because she is a badass.
Abso-fraggin-lutely. There's that moment in Victory of the Daleks where the Doctor is beating the Dalek down with the wrench. And I was like, just get Ace to do it. She's a professional.
So I am shocked that Sarah Jane now moves on. Which should be interesting when we now face Joe Grant versus Perry Brown.
This was legitimately the hardest decision of the first round for me.
Really?
Because they're both horrible.
I'm going to have to agree with you there.
I'm going to have to push that Joe Grant was more horrible.
Joe Grant fraternized with a Dalek. This was well documented.
Lucky on Dalek, let's be honest.
Can't recommend looking for it, but there may be a link in the show notes.
The stuff I loved about Joe Grant was mm-hmm. stuff that she didn't do. It was like way people reacted towards her.
Yeah.
Like, I will never not... like, she will always hold a special place in my heart, mm-hmm. just because I love that whole Third Doctor unit dynamic so much.
Right.
Like, I love what John Pertwee and Nicholas Courtney and...
Well, you can't increase her.
That's what I'm saying. That's why this was so hard for
me. Right.
So I was having to separate all that out. And at the same time, Perry didn't really do a whole lot of anything either. And the thing that I will always say about Joe Grant was the very first time I ever got genuine chills watching television
mm-hmm.
was in a Doctor Who episode called The Mind of Evil.
Okay.
Where Delgado's master takes over a prison and she's locked in a room, and he walks in and he's just like, "Good evening, Miss Grant." And it's the most polite thing you can ever imagine a man saying to a lady, and it chilled you to the bone because you knew this gentleman was a badass. Because he's just this suave, sophisticated, I could kill you with a thought kind of guy. I've never got chills like that before. But, yeah, I, it was sheerly a toss-up for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally ended up tossing a coin. So either of these two could go through as far as I'm concerned. So, but I ended up putting Perry through.
Mm.
Mainly because... mainly because I can't deny it. Just, like, my general affection for Jo. Right. Like, I remember growing up watching the old episodes, and she was like a little sister to me. Like, I can't ignore that. I just can't. Right. And that's why I said I know that biased my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I just flipped the coin, and right. It was Perry. So
we'll I mean, see. Half of my opinions are biased, so it's fine.
Well, for me, Perry though was coming into the game during some very formative teenage years for me, and I did not think of her in the least bit as a sister.
Yeah,
and that influenced my.
See, that was me with Romana. That was me with Romana one. Yeah,
yeah. So I had voted Jo to move forward on this.
So your opinion that Perry is best companion, she gave you a boner.
No, but to as a tiebreaker.
Do you want to explain a bit here?
As a tiebreaker between the two, much like you're thinking of yeah. Jo as a little sister, I'm thinking of Perry as, hey, if I were the doctor.
If there was a reason for me to put Perry through,
mm-hmm.
there would be two. there would be that accent.
Yes.
And then there would be the fact that she was a botany student and never used it. Even when they were investigating plants.
Well, she was a student.
Yes,
not a professor of botany.
Yes, but if you are a botany student, you are interested in botany. Well, you would try to botan things.
She had misread the class curriculum.
Oh, okay.
And was actually trying to be a florist.
Ah, okay.
You see.
So you're calling Perry stupid.
No, I'm calling her American.
All right, so...
Same thing.
Side note, since I've got you here... There has been talk amongst the community that Perry and her father, her stepfather,
mm-hmm.
were in an abusive relationship. Do you believe that?
I have not heard about that.
Okay. It's very much a theory that...
I will have to look into this when I listen to this episode and remember it. But no, I can't...
So you're going with Jo on this one?
Well, it's up to you. I'm
saying Jo. She annoyed me more, and like I said, she fred and runs with the Dalek. That's the
enemy. Well, you can't count that.
I'm counting it.
You can't count that. It's outside the parameters.
She annoyed me more.
Ben, sir. Ben, just give up. She will win.
Yeah.
She has the boobs.
And I'm sexist. That's great. So.
No, it's just men win because they like boobs.
Now, the one that should actually have some discussion... Because
or not, actually. This was, ended up being fairly easy for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Donna and Jack.
Yeah. Jack goes through on this one.
This is probably one of the tougher ones for me because I think Donna is my favorite companion of all time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I really like Jack. So it's hard to say that he's worse.
But only from what he did on Doctor Who.
If you take what he did on Doctor Who...
No torture.
He showed up in Dr. Dance's Empty Child.
Yeah.
And he was a scumbag.
Yes.
Like Han Solo.
No, he wasn't.
He was worse
good.
Than
he,
that.
He was a genuine slimeball. Yeah. Then he did Boomtown, where he flirted with the TARDIS for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went away for two seasons. Then he came back for the trilogy with the Master, in which he spent most of it chained in a room. And then we never saw him again until the Stolen Earth Journey's End, where he flirted with Mickey a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Donna, on the other hand, was like, oh my god, character development.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
oh my god.
She had a lot of that.
So, like, this when you look at it and you have to exclude Torchwood, you have to, Jack didn't do that much.
For who? Yes. No, I agree. I mean, yeah. I would have a hard time passing Donna. Because I initially hated Donna in Runaway
we
Bride.
We talk about this so much, you and I.
and the way she grew, and this goes into the character development, I mean, I couldn't pass.
All right, I have to have a show of hands here. Who cried when he mind-wiped Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've always said that one day I will get to meet Russell T. Davis, and I'll give him a big old hug, and I'll say... Thank you for bringing Doctor Who back to our shores. And then I'm going to punch him square in the balls. And I'll be like, that was for Donna, you asshole. Then I'm going to wait for him to recover. And I'm going to punch him in the balls again. And I'm like, that was for Donna in the last Tenant episode, you asshole. At least you gave her a happy ending, but give her a better husband.
So now we come up to the Battle of the Primitive Savages.
Oh, jeez.
See, this was the second hardest one for me. Jamie and Leela.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up...
I'm going with Leela on this one because Jamie was... He was basically the Doctor's best friend.
Yeah.
And
I ended up putting Leela through as well.
Just his friend. So, I mean, how can you get a better companion than that? Somebody who's got your back and is good to talk to.
I can't think of the second Doctor without instantly Jamie. I mean,
especially after they came back in Two Doctors.
Oh,
and they're just like besties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's almost, it's the same relationship that Eleven and Amy have.
After Amy stopped having a crush on them.
Well, that was a confusing time for everybody.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it's...
Or it's definitely the relationship, it was almost the relationship the Doctor had with the Brigadier. Almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
Almost.
Yep.
Which brings us around, speaking of unit, Amy Pond and Harry Sullivan.
Harry's an asshole. I just gotta say.
Amy's horrible.
Amy?
I did end up putting Harry through because he's just a twat.
If it was just Amy in the first season of Amy.
Yeah.
I would probably pick her.
Yeah.
But...
I had a very hard time when I was looking at Amy versus Harry, not including my love for Rory in there somewhere. Because without Amy, we'd never have Rory.
Well, see, the thing that makes me hate Amy is how she treated Rory.
Yeah.
And so, I mean,
That's what I say. If it was just the first season of Amy...
Right.
That's different.
But Harry
was so bad,
and I really felt bad for Ian Martyr because he was laced with this very tight laced, old fashioned male, and the sort of calling Sarah Jane old girl all the time, and
yes,
it was just like that has to hurt to talk that script,
right?
Like I feel bad for him, but like Harry is definitely the one here.
And I will go ahead and put in Adric.
Yeah,
go ahead and put Adric through.
Because,
as I was going to point out in my notes, fuck Adric.
Now,
did you know that there's an alternative timeline where as the Doctor left on the TARDIS with the rest of them, Adric actually managed to solve the final logic puzzle, landed on Earth, and used block computations to change the reality where he ruled over a race of sentient scorpions.
What?
Yes.
Yet another reason to hate him.
Yes. Now then. And another interesting fact, since we're not actually going to get to talk about Susan right now, there is a piece of prose which gives Susan's Gallifreyan name, which is Architeor, which is High Gallifreyan for Rose. Think about that for a minute and try not to throw up.
Yeah, I don't want to know where that's
Barbara
going.
And Mickey.
I put Barbara through here.
Really?
Yes.
I think because of Mickey's development and what he became by the end of his turn. Again, first season Mickey goes through. But if you include all of Mickey...
Anything of Mickey after Boomtown is just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's that moment in Boomtown, and like I know Noel Clarke Duncan. He's we've met a couple of times. Like, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
There's that moment where he starts saying, I'm starting to date Sheena from the shops. And she's like, what, you? Really? He's like, yeah, because they thought I was a murderer because of you, Rose. And he just goes off on her and gives her what for, and I'm like... Good on you, Mickey!
Yeah.
And the other thing about Barbara is all she ever wanted to do was go home.
Yeah.
She didn't want to travel with the Doctor.
Well, and which will come back up again with Ian, because they neither wanted to be there. He kidnapped them.
Literally.
Yes. Martha and Ben Jackson.
Martha.
Really?
Yes.
Tell us more about Ben Jackson for the Americans here who don't know.
There's not a whole lot about Ben to tell, to tell you the truth. He's not in that many episodes, especially not many that still exist, which is why it's really hard to judge a lot of, like, Patrick Troughton.
Now, was he the
he was the sailor, yeah.
The young
He's
sailor.
The guy that always that, that his history is about. He stowed away on his father's boat and stuff like that. And,
right.
And Martha was just this pale shadow.
The Not Rose.
Not Rose.
She, as I always put a note, is she was part of the Rose Reject Club with Mickey.
Yes.
They ended up getting married and sucking face.
And I think the fact that Martha could have been such a great character.
We actually talked about this when we recorded Smith and Jones. Like, she's absolutely brilliant for that first part of her. And then he kisses her, and it's like she's a lovesick puppy.
So this is a this is one where it goes the other direction.
Yeah.
If you consider their first appearance, they would have been the worst. Yeah. But by considering all, they become a better companion. Martha goes the other direction.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Where she starts off great, kisses the doctor, and it's downhill.
And then she's just awful. Yeah.
And I'm saying it's even more tragic for her because she could have been so great, but they just wrote her so poorly.
Absolutely.
Puppy dog love, and it's
Rory,
just pathetic.
And by the way, this is a very much, Martha is very much an example of brilliant performance by the actress, shitty material. Freema did a brilliant job with what she was handed.
I mean, this
until she was asked to cry in The Doctor's Daughter.
I mean, this is one of the things...
Thank you!
This is one of the times where we definitely have to bring back up character versus actor.
Character versus actor.
Because I think she's a brilliant actress.
Yep.
Rory and Victoria.
Victoria.
I'm not even going to debate that.
Rory
because...
Rory's like one of the best.
I love Rory.
The reason... And did you know that the character of Victoria, when she was traveling with the Doctor, was supposed to be only about the age of 14?
Ew.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah. But it wasn't really because the Doctor and Jamie took on this very brotherly, fatherly role for her. It was very interestingly written, but the character was just bad.
Yeah.
So.
Nyssa versus Turlough.
Turlough.
Yeah.
Nyssa was a brilliant character.
I love
Nyssa. I was sad to see her go. To this day, my favorite Big Finish audio dramas are Peter Davison and Sarah Sutton. And of course, Sophie
well, I think Audrey. Though, I mean, what little time that Nyssa had with Tom Baker's Doctor, even then she stood. I mean, you know, because with somebody like Tom Baker, you can be just a shadow in the scene.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, please learn a lesson from Nyssa. If your father's name is an anagram of Master, panic.
It may not turn out well. Okay, Ian Chesterton, Stephen Taylor. First of all, let me start this one. We cannot count any of Steven's work with Aerosmith as brilliant as
that is. Steven Tyler. And,
okay, then
who's Jackie's brother?
Then I thought that was her ex-husband.
Pete's
that's
brother.
No,
Pete Tyler's is brother to Steven, who was a former companion.
No.
Then my vote changes completely.
Okay,
hold on. Because the Aerosmith thing was going to really cinch it for him. Right. Now, again, I think Ian should move forward for the same
Absolutely.
Reason that Barbara moved
forward.
He didn't
want to be there.
You can't be a good companion if you don't want to be in the most incredible adventure in your life.
Vizsla was a very interesting... Like, I do want to give a shout-out to Mark Strickson, who's the guy who plays Vizsla Turlough.
Mm-hmm.
He was given a hell of a character to play.
Yes.
Like, when I say hell of a character, I mean a not very good one, who was suddenly an alien at the end.
Yeah.
He did as good a job with what he was given as he possibly could.
Tegan and Zoe.
Tegan.
Now, here's the thing.
Tegan.
Hold on.
Tegan.
We're running out of time, so I need to get this in.
Tegan.
Tegan is one of my favorite companions, and this is where it comes in, though,
Tegan.
That using the Ian Barbara...
Yeah.
Logic, I have to move her forward.
Yeah.
Because even though she's one of my favorite Fifth Doctor companions...
All she ever wanted to do was get back to Heathrow.
Right. Because she had to start her job.
Yeah.
And she was constantly complaining.
And she was a gobby-shite.
Can you explain that for the Americans?
Yeah. She was a shit that was gobby. Like she was very she had an unhealthy habit of sounding off on things she wasn't qualified to talk about. And
well, as a flight attendant, I think that gave her a level of expertise.
No, it gave her a thought that she had a level of expertise.
Yes.
But she didn't have a level of expertise.
So we're down to 15 minutes to wrap this up.
Let's do it.
So let's get through here. Melanie Bush and Romana 2.
Melanie.
I do not disagree.
I have no dog in this fight.
Because while I didn't like Romana 2 as much as Romana 1, I don't hate her that much. Clara and River Song. This is the one that's going to burn up all of her time.
I put River through, but I have to be honest with them. Neither of them is beating Mel. I just have to be honest with you.
And see, I like River, but I...
I'm going to say Clara.
You as worst.
Mm-hmm.
Clara's worst. You Clara say Clara's
worse worst.
Than
River.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, at least River's story has hopefully been told.
Nope, she's coming back.
Yeah. And I'll punch myself in the face on the day.
For right now, for right now.
Yeah.
Clara.
Yeah.
Sarah Jane Joe Grant.
Joe.
Yes.
Joe.
Because I think because of what we discussed last time with the matrix or the spectrum of where they lay, Joe Grant. Jack Harkness and Leela.
Jack.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, but compare it just for the body of work, yeah.
Not even just the body of work, but if you look at the change that Leela went through, she went from this absolute savage to accepting something like K-9 as if it was something that she never thought she could live without.
And she ends up living on Gallifrey.
She ends up marrying a Time Lord.
Yeah. Not the Doctor.
Just saying. Yeah. That might be some character development right there.
I'm pretty sure Jack would have if he had the opportunity.
Well, there is that moment in Utopia where Martha's looking at him with puppy dog eyes, and he's just like, "You too, huh?
Yeah,
I'll just want this off," as if he'd never said anything.
So we're actually moving Jack ahead.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to have to edit the hell out of this episode so it goes my way. I have a good loop of everybody saying the right names, so I can just. What's your vote, Ben?
Tegan.
The same as you.
Tegan.
Harry Sullivan and Adric.
Adric.
Yeah, that's pretty... Because, again, as Adric. Much as I don't like Harry...
Adric.
See, I don't know Adric, so I would say
Adric
Harry just because
like
he's
to
an
call
asshole.
A snot-nosed punk.
Yeah.
So, but either way, I'm not voting.
If I were stuck in a room with the two people,
yeah.
The one that I would want to punch the most would be
Adric.
Adric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody disagree with the Adric moving ahead? I'm going to ask you too many times, but Adric is just... Oh, my gosh. Barbara and Martha.
Martha.
No. I can't do that one.
It doesn't matter, because neither of them is going past Adric in the next round.
Well, yeah, that's... I mean, you could have just filled out backwards.
Like, you could literally just fill out Adric and Mel to the end.
Well, I don't know about that.
Really.
But Barbara and Martha, I go back to the not wanting to be there situation.
Martha didn't want to be there.
Yes.
That's why she left.
Well, she left, though, after she finally came to the conclusion.
Are you honestly telling me that Martha,
mm-hmm.
a rational, like, for what we know of Martha pre the kiss,
okay.
had she not become this lovesick puppy, would have followed the Doctor off that easily. She wouldn't have stayed around to look after the parents that were, like, in the middle of World War III at the beginning of the episode. It all comes down to her being a lovey-dovey kiss.
Well, yeah, but that lovey-dovey kiss, though, she walked the entire planet during the year that didn't happen.
Yeah, to save the planet, not to save the Doctor.
At the Doctor's behest.
Well, what else was she going to do? Sit there and
but
die?
But is that not, though, the thing that a companion's going to do?
No.
The best companion is going to be the companion that does what the Doctor says and saves the world.
Have you met Donna? She was at...
That's why she's out.
Yes, but you said the best companion. If Martha is this far in the bracket, she's not the best companion.
Well, I understand that. I'm saying, though, but between the two, between Barbara Wright... who didn't do that much, Martha saved the world.
So I'm fairly sure that Barbara did at points as well, but the whole, I don't know, the Daleks thing. And also, Martha was involved in the whole Pigmen episode. That was pretty awful. The one in the Depression.
Right.
Oh,
so
I blocked
Spider-Man.
That one out from my memory, too. All right, so I still got to go with Barbara, though. I'm going with Barbara.
Here's what it comes down to for me, right? Mm-hmm. I'm firmly of the opinion that had they not tried to write the Martha character as a lovesick puppy dog...
Right. She would have been a much better character.
And she would have been a much better character.
A brilliant character.
The problem is, they did. And what she did for the Doctor...
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're right. She did walk the world and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But... like, Barbara did some fantastic stuff as well at that point. But I will concede the point that if we are going with the didn't want to be there thing,
uh-huh.
we have to put Barbara through.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's go put Barbara through.
Victoria and Turlo.
I put Victoria through.
Between the two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go there. I mean, as much as I think Turlo was horrible...
It was an interesting character.
It was, yeah. But
Victoria
I'm not,
was just there.
And she did not... I mean, my thing is, at least Turlo did something for the Doctor at some point.
Well...
what did Victoria do?
Victoria was very much... all right, fuck it.
She was there.
Yeah, she was just there.
She was set dressing.
Yeah. Tegan.
No.
I conceded the point on not wanting to be there on
Barbara.
Barbara, you have to concede.
Well, see,
it on
no,
Tegan.
That's the thing, though, is that
you have to concede it on Tegan.
Let me finish.
No.
We have two who don't want to be there: Ian and Tegan.
Oh, that's quite because we put Ian through rather than Stephen, didn't we?
Yep, we got to wrap this up.
Lightning
yeah, we're
round.
Good. We're good.
So
Ian I still
and Tegan.
Say Tegan. Because
right.
Tegan was given so much more time to develop and didn't. Stephen was given like four serials, should right. I say.
Melanie and Clara.
Mel.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't like Clara, but I don't dislike her that much.
Joe and Jack.
Jack.
Mmm. Mmm, that's a tough one to swallow.
That's what she said.
All right, I
gotta go with
again. I have to point out neither of them is beating Melanie. So
yeah.
Just go ahead and put Joe through.
Joe, Adric and Adric.
Adric.
I mean, I cannot tell you how much I hate.
Can Adric. I just go ahead and Adric. Fill in Adric for the next round too?
I mean, I didn't like Wesley
Crusher
on TNG.
But Will Wheaton was brilliant.
Yeah.
I love Will Wheaton.
But I. Just don't like Adric at all.
Yeah.
Tegan and Victoria.
I'd put Tegan again.
I would put Victoria.
But since I'm going to let you slide on the not wanting to be there, I will put Victoria because a 14-year-old in the TARDIS quicks me out.
So now we're down to the finals.
Adric and Mel.
Yeah. Now then, here comes the tough.
No, it's not really that tough.
And Adric? I think they're both being bad, and since I know you've researched this, let me just give you my input.
Okay, go ahead.
I hear yours. I think both of them being bad, right?
Yep.
But I
now
think
you see why I begged Mel to be in the bracket.
I think Adric.
Yep.
Was badder longer.
More badder longer.
Is that a Daft Punk song? Badder longer, Adric is here.
And if you want to hear more about Daft Punk, you can check out Smith and Jones.
Because we talk about the slabs, yeah.
Yeah. But I would vote for Adric on this one.
I wouldn't.
Amazing.
I wouldn't. I would actually probably vote for Mel.
Mm.
Okay, I don't feel confident.
Wait, how much? Anyone got a coin?
Do you want to take a vote?
Well, no, it's,
right, let's take a vote. Let's take a vote. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people.
Uh-huh.
That's an odd number.
Yes.
Hands up if you think Adric was the worst companion.
How we got? 3, 4. That's 4 of us.
Hands up if you think Mel was the worst companion.
1, 2, 3.
We got 3. Adric.
Adric wins. Or
and
loses.
Three of standing.
Adric at least had a good death line. Mel had nothing. She was cloying.
Well, she didn't. That's the
she
thing.
Didn't even die.
Although Mel did have the whole thing with the Rani, where Kate O'Mara was just pretending to be her and like, I'm insipid and vapid. Like,
did anybody think, though, that the Rani did a better Mel?
Yeah,
better Mel?
She was a better Mel than Bonnie. Well, she was... Ronnie Mel was a better character than Bonnie Mel.
Yes.
Like, we have to be honest here.
So
thank you for coming.
Sitting through this.
This has been, like, almost too much fun.
Yeah. I think you had more fun doing the notes than actually doing the show.
No.
No?
Because the notes allowed me to school Ben, like, 7 times. Sing, get wrecked, nerd.
Panel went well. It was exciting.
It was that on was a the, lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
I was really surprised by the outcome of that one.
I wasn't, not at all.
No. Yeah, me either. If you were surprised by that, you need to be shot, really.
Oh, wow. Okay, then.
I wonder who's going to win the betting pool. I hear like a bunch of people are putting in $5 bets.
Yeah, because we've been giving out, we've actually been giving out the brackets here at the show. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to pay somebody a lot of money after this, I'm sure. But
no, you won't.
Me.
We didn't organize it because betting is illegal in this state.
Yes.
Unless you're the state running the lottery, but that's a different story.
I never expected
Adric
to be the worst companion ever.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. It's pretty handy. So, all right, thanks for joining us. Ben, especially, thank
you. And, I mean, what a show to finally get to record as. The place we met.
Exactly.
And I think we're both looking forward to Regen Who now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In March. So,
absolutely.
Can't wait. Big story on that one with all the special guests that have been announced.
Yeah, Tom Baker was the most recent.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and you've got two. The Baker boys.
You got three doctors now, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more to come.
More to come. So, yeah, I'll be looking for that. By the time this episode gets posted, she's probably announced
like
two more guests.
It might
guests.
Be fast. Yeah. The convention at that point.
No, it will not be passed.
It better not be.
Bloody hell. So, all right, Ben, tell us where we can find you online.
The best place to find me is either at my Twitter, which is at BobTGoldfish, or you can check TauRadio.com for all kinds of podcasts, including the one I do with my co-host Jordan Johnson, which is 3 drinks, 2 men, 1 topic, where... we drink a lot and try to stay on topic and invariably fail because that's what we do. Other than that, I'd just say you can find me at any reputable convention, and if I'm not there, it's not reputable.
Well, I'm glad we found you here.
Excellent.
Because this is the best. Intervention is the best company.
Yep. Once again, we'd like to thank our good friend Daryl for...
Oh, at Flying Monkey Moto Gear?
Yes.
For coming up with our awesome theme song.
Our beautiful theme song that I still listen to in the car. I don't have a way to listen to MP3s anymore, so I've burned it to CD now.
And
have it on loop. So that's how in love with our theme song I am.
And you're a nerd.
I am.
And I think it's worth saying thanks to Onion Hartnell as well.
By all means, for having us, for letting us actually do a live show.
Absolutely.
At Intervention. Right.
Enter the Hilton Rockville, Washington, D.C. for
putting up with us.
Yeah. Let us record in the bar and be loud and rowdy. So that was another fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have Ben back next week.
Yes.
Next time you put out an episode. So
next time.
Week is optional at this point.
It might be a week for us. It might be 6 months for them.
So what you're saying is time travel.
It's time travel.
Yes.
Wibbly wobbly.
Timey wimey.
Exactly.
Okay.
See, a lot of people think podcasts come out linearly.
Yes.
But in actual...
You mean linearly?
No, because I'm from Alabama and we
okay.
don't speak...
Okay, and you've had 2 gin and tonics.
Okay, so I hear the TARDIS. You can find the podcast, www.playingdoctorpodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Playing Doctor. You can find us on Twitter at Playing Doctors, because somebody took the other name. You can find us on Google Plus Playing Doctor Podcast. And you can find me on the Twitter at Reality Amok.
Yes. Correct.
You can find Jenny
at Jenny_Z, and I'm also on MouthyBroadcast.com.
And I said no more commercials.
So, thank you so
much. Bye.
And I said I'll drink to that.
We're out. We'll be right back. Thank you.
And so how many of our choices did you disagree with?
Lots.
Really?
Yes. Ian and Barbara, they made the Doctor embrace his humanity. That was because of his admiration for them.
Yeah. That doesn't stop them being bad companions.
Yes, it does. No, they embraced him. They became his
being
friends.
Traveling companion means you want to travel with the person you are a companion of.
I have to side with the audience on this because the arc of their traveling with him over the first couple of seasons turned the first Doctor into the character that we know today.
Yeah.
And it was their humanity and their arguing with him and their development there, to me, that makes them, both of them, a better...
Did you know they got married? In
that's
the extended universe? And it's actually was put out in a BBC canon, like the comic books that just came out for the 50th anniversary. That's considered canon.
As much as Barbara and Ian helped the Doctor become the Doctor that we know, could the same be said for Rose with her affecting Eccleston's Doctor to become the Doctor? Because he's that...
Because he was very much in that PTSD kind of...
And he needed somebody like Rose to make him into the Tenant Doctor.
Yeah, yes. But in that case...
In which case, she is the worst companion.
And in the first Doctor's case, he
was not. Yeah. He didn't want anybody.
How do you guys feel about our choice on the Romana? The Romanas. Were we wrong on the Romana?
One and two.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think one was a little stronger of a character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was so good.
It was.
Has that stopped?
The thing about, and this is something, Ben, I could, like, if this was a different argument, where we were including Big Finish.
Yeah.
Let's just say, and, you know, let's put the novels aside.
Ace wins.
Yeah.
Ace is the best.
Even if you just put the novels aside.
Yeah.
And the comics are, like, too much for me to accept in my own canon anyway.
Well, no, I mean, the only ones I accept as the canon are the ones that the BBC officially, which is all the stuff that came out from IDW recently and what is now the Titan books. Those are officially canon.
But the Big Finish stuff has rehabilitated some of those companions to
Perry?
The point where Perry.
Oh my god.
Perry, I personally, I was talking to the other Ben about this, but Perry, but Nicole O'Brien and Colin Baker have become my favorite traveling companion pair, bar none.
Yeah.
And classic or new, because
even just the development they gave to Six beyond the I'm just a douchebag.